Revelation Revealed, Part 1, Section 4, Presuppositions. So what's a presupposition? Well, if you suppose something to be true, you probably supposed in the past other things to be true to get you to your conclusion. For example, if you believe in doctrine C, that it's a valid doctrine, you probably presuppose that doctrine A and B are true and valid doctrines that lead you to believe that doctrine C is valid. When it comes to the book of Revelation, everybody has certain beliefs and ways of thinking that aid them in the way in which they interpret the book of Revelation. You would say they have presuppositions. You presuppose something to be true. You take those presuppositions in with you into the book of Revelation as you interpret it. You cannot interpret, understand the book of Revelation without having some preconceived notions. Now, there are many preconceived notions that I have. For example, I believe the Bible is God's authorized, inspired word that is historically and accurately true. That's a given. Some people presuppose that John penned Revelation in and around 65 AD. Others say, well, no, it's 95 AD. I used to presuppose the date was 95 AD. Now I'm not quite sure. But depending on your viewpoint of the dating of the book of Revelation will depend on how you interpret the Revelation. If you believe it was written by John in and around 65-66 AD, then you're more likely to be what is called a preterist, which I will explain later, who believes that most of the book of Revelation was fulfilled by 70 AD. If you believe in the later date, you're more likely to be a futurist like me who believes in a future fulfillment. I'll just give a few examples of my presuppositions, and they're probably the most important ones to me. One is I attempt not to allegorize the Bible, meaning take a literal historical event and apply a spiritual meaning to it. A lot of preachers, evangelical preachers, do that. They take an event in the Old Testament, a literal historical event, and they make a New Testament spiritual allegory out of it. I believe that's dangerous. I do not do that with the book of Revelation. I attempt to take it as literally as possible with the understanding there are parts of it that you can't take literally as possible. And in many of those cases, the text explains to you what it means. Another presupposition that I have is numbers. I believe, for the most part, almost every number in the book of Revelation should be taken literally. There are one at least that comes to my mind that shouldn't be taken literally, and that concerns the 10,000s and 10,000s, which is a number of angels that we see in chapter 5. My number one presupposition is this. There are at least, or so they say, 285 allusions to the Old Testament in the book of Revelation. That means you cannot really understand the book of Revelation until you understand the Old Testament, and especially Old Testament prophecy. So really what we should do at this point is end our study of the book of Revelation immediately and go back and begin in Genesis and understand Old Testament, especially Old Testament prophecy, but we won't do that. Old Testament prophecy, if to the degree you understand it, will be the degree you understand the book of Revelation. And my number one presupposition is this: how you understand Israel, especially how you understand the Abrahamic covenant, will determine how you interpret the book of Revelation. Two major ways of thinking when understanding the Abrahamic covenant. One is what they call replacement theology, that even though God covenanted with himself and spoke this covenant to Abraham, in New Testament terms, it doesn't apply to Abraham or his descendants Israel, as so stated in the covenant, but it applies to the church. Thus, the church has replaced Israel, and that's where we get the term replacement theology. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe the Abrahamic covenant was a covenant that God made with himself, directed towards Abraham, his descendants Israel, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I won't get into that, but since I believe the Abrahamic covenant applies to Israel forever, as the text states, I believe that presupposition really determines how I view the book of Revelation. Those who believe Israel no longer has any more prophetic significance in the eyes of God do not see Israel anywhere in Revelation. On the other hand, I, who believe the Abrahamic covenant was directed towards Israel forever, I see Israel all through the book of Revelation. Another presupposition that I have is that I don't believe one can fully understand the book of Revelation and as a futurist until it is fulfilled. If you believe it's already been fulfilled, well, that's a different story. But as a futurist, I believe it's going to be fulfilled in the future, but you won't be able to understand it until it is fulfilled. I take what Jesus said, and I believe it's in John 16. It was at the Last Supper, and Jesus says, "Disciples, I'm going to tell you a few things that you're not going to understand now, but when the time comes, you will remember what I've told you, and then you will understand." I think that's a basic presupposition that all of us should have to biblical prophecy. We don't get it all right now. We don't fully understand it all, but when the time comes, we will understand if we are alive when Revelation is fulfilled. At that time, we will totally understand it. Until then, we are going to have a lot of questions.